dust by the radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust by the radio.
You need to tune in to
dust by the radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust by the radio.
Life at the dust, dust, dust by the radio. To come up is a must, must. People tune in on your radio. Or you can even visit dustby.com.
What's good? This is Lazy Hustlers, and you're tuned into Life After Dust Live with Ceddie J and Nate Seduction.
What's up, everybody? What's up? It's your boy Ceddie J right here on Life After Dust Live. Shout out to Lazy Hustlers for that new intro, little extra intro thrown on top of the theme song. And it goes my girl, Nate Seduction. What's up, Nate?
What's up?
Nothing much, you know, trying to stay out of trouble. I'm glad to have you here another week after a hectic weekend that you had.
I know, I had quite a weekend.
Well, you know, we always ladies first. You know, let us know how your weekend was.
My weekend was pretty amazing. Got some unexpected work done as usual. Unexpectedly, did some things. Did a photo shoot. Now a 50-50 magazine model. For those who don't know what 50-50 magazine is, a magazine based out of Atlanta, Georgia, and that magazine is affiliated with Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. Tommy from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta was in that magazine. Cena from Love & Hip Hop was in that magazine. Shay from Love & Hip Hop was in that magazine as well. And Betty Idol and a few others that was on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. And I did a radio interview with Addictive Radio. So, you know,
nice.
Got some things done.
A lot of major key stuff going on.
How was your weekend?
Shoot, a lot of crazy stuff happened, man. Mine's pretty busy as well. First off, man, me and Nate, we out here winning, I see, because, and speaking of 50-50, I'm sending a salute to them because, see, unlike a lot of people, I want to win this award, but what I want to do is salute everybody that got that's in the nominee. Needs section for best magazine production of the year because the grind already get people to nominate you is one thing, but to go that now we got to take another step further and now get people to vote for us. A lot of hard work and a lot of the magazines is in there. I see them working hard and 50-50 is one of them. So it is a blessing. I am blessed to be able to go toe-to-toe with some greats like 50-50 in that category for the SCM Awards. So, yeah, that's something I just found out last week. Human Characters Magazine has been nominated. After so many years, we've been nominated? I mean, yes. And y'all know me, man. I try to put too much stock in on these awards, but I don't know, man. Now that I'm there, it's like I want to put in a good effort. I don't want to waste everybody's time that nominated me and not actually put in the effort in order to churn out that vote. So I appreciate everybody that nominated me, man. That's dope. But I'm now got to go vote for me. Vote, 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 vote. Give me Cameron's Magazine, scmawards.com. Simple as that. I'm also did photography for an event out here in Funky Town. That's Fort Worth, Texas, for those of y'all don't know. It's called Freaknik. Freaknik is what they call it here. Freaknik. It's on 2K17. And it was really dope, man. It was pretty dope. I like it because now you know how we be talking about on here every week about people have a good damn time. It was a good time. Nay, this shit was packed. And it was no major artists on the bill. None of that. No major hosts. The fucking spot was packed by 10:45.
Wow.
Yeah, it was bananas. I was like, God damn, this shit finna get crazy. And everybody, and the thing was, sometimes you can't judge an event by being packed, because just because it's packed don't mean people are having a good time. People actually came to have a good time. Salute the DJs, man, actually playing some music that maybe want to move and encouraging people to dance all night. It was really dope time. The artists that performed, they came with some energy. That's always important. Like, don't be, I don't want to hear your whole mixtape. They kept it short and sweet. They did songs you want to hear, and then they got the fuck off. That's what.
Right.
That's what's up right there. So shout out to them for doing that. I'm not gonna go ahead and release this news. Actually, I'm gonna finish working on it after the show. So I'm like, I'm working on off so little energy, but hey, it is what it is. I'm a machine, whatever. Another magazine that I'm helping work on is called 6911 magazine, and I'm actually design editor for it. Shout out to that. I've actually been helping them design the magazine. Of course, as you see, as you hear in the title, was kind of almost makes it self-explanatory. It's a magazine encouraging awareness around people with sickle cell, what to look out for, and how and some things to live by to try to have a healthier lifestyle and eventually eliminate the disease. So that's some of the stuff done this weekend. It's ridiculous. Like you said, Nate, we working.
Most definitely.
So, yeah, I know today's show, I didn't go in on today with today's topic. Yeah, if y'all been noticing, I've been doing a lot of fan polling. I've been allowing you guys kind of help me decide on some of the guests. I've been having y'all help me decide on some of the titles time to time. Today was one of those days I had you help me design one of the titles. So today's title is Run Me My Coins, Agent Orange. Now, the reason why that happened was you saw what I did earlier, Nate. It was in both, the choices were either Run Me My Coins or Not My Presence Day. So after the feedback, I decided to mix it up and call it Run Me My Coins, Agent Orange. So I figured I'd make the petty meter go that much higher. But so something got in the menu for today's show. We're gonna be talking about the petty meter of Not My Presence Day, some of the stuff going on with that. The six, which is our top six list that we do every week. This week's the six would be about what not to do with your tax returns, which we'll be going in on some of the petty stuff people spend on their damn tax returns. Nate, I know you're ready to be petty. Because me and Nate, unlike some of y'all out here, me and Nate, we ready to be serious. Our shit. We already got shit planned, and it's going to shit that actually going to help us win, not just be out here just doing it. It's, you know, go whatever. So that's what y'all had to look forward to. And of course, you know, other topics as well in between all that. So that being said, we're going to go to music break. When we come back, we will be doing the six right here on Life of the Dust Live. Again, today's episode is entitled Run Me My Coins, Agent Orange. All right, we're going to go to this track. We're going to go into this track by my boy Young the Money P. This is Authentic, and we'll be back after this.
Five. Everything on me authentic, nigga. Yeah, yeah. The money. I've been it. If I said it, then I'm in it. I so authentic, I pull up, they panic. You niggas so quickly like pull up, you panic. Pathetic, they panic, shit niggas be peddling. Money ain't purchased, and purpose, no purpose. Boy, you a nerd, you on some murder shit. We on some murder shit, think I'm the dirty shit. See me forever, I'm flying the chinks. You niggas most often than pillars and minks. Pillars and bars in front of my home. Surveillance and killers aside, be posing like no. We're slipping the stones, her niggas is on. Ain't no friend, no giving, no loan. Ain't putting your own, you ain't down with the moan. Enough of the silly shit, low really killing shit. Cutting them, physically drilling them, literally think it's enough. Finish them, give them more than they can handle. I'm missing the beat. Fuck what you thought it was. Shot with a nigga, I know you done heard about me. Knowing they brought me up, I spend it.
Welcome back to Life at Us Live. Your boy Ceddie J and your girl Nate Seduction. That was Authentic by Young the Money P. So, Nate. Yes, let's talk. You know how we do it. Lady go first. That's what we do on this show quite often. Today's the sixth. Is the petty things people spend that people plan to spend their tax returns on. So, Nay, I know you be having your ear to some of the crazy crap people got to say out here. So, I'll let you start first. Give us an example of some petty people going to spend their tax returns on.
I already know people about to spend their tax money on some new Jordans.
Oh shit!
I already know.
Why you saying that? Why? How you know that? That's what me because you know, I'm about Jordans every day. You know how you know people gonna do that?
Because I know it's always a new pair of Jordans that come out around tax time, and girls about to be buying their baby daddies and their kids them new Jordans.
You sure it's just the baby daddies?
I said these females about to be buying their baby daddies and their kids them new Jordans that come out.
Nah, I mean we're about to chicks that you know that's the tax base. Hashtag tax base, you know. I'm gonna keep my nigga. He gonna eat my pussy. I'm buying them Jordans for him. She said by whatever means.
Man, I'm not gonna play with you today. They supposed to be buying them Jordans.
They are. It's funny you single that out specifically. You know they are. Hey, Russia, that's Russia. What the hell Jordan ass gonna do for you? I know people get tired of me and call me a hater for saying that, but y'all be scamming your ass off. To get them whatever. Y'all be trying to claim up people in y'all shit just so y'all can get some Jordans. That's neither here or there. That could pertain to everything on this list. All right, so Number two is, and it, so I guess you said Jordans. I'm gonna take it. So you went for the guys, I'm going for the girls. You know how me and they do. We try to be we keep me mixing up. You know that some new chick will spend that tax return on some damn bundles. They had the same shiny ass synthetic hair they had all year long, but it's tax return season. Oh shit, they finna get some of that good bundles. They getting that Peruvian. They finna get some Brazilian. Oh, they finna come stunting on your ass. Y'all can't say shit.
I was gonna say that one too, like, yeah, these things nothing got on some bundles, and all year long they ain't had no bundles, but they got to get some bundles. They finna come in, you gonna be seeing them in the clubs, they gonna be the same ones who wall hugging, they gonna be the ones who gonna be that walk around the club all night.
They gonna have on a velour suit and bundles, or velour body suit and bundles. Can't say shit to them. All right, Nate, number three.
Number three. These hoes and these niggas about to go put $1,500 down on a new car that's about to get repoed in about 3 months.
Oh, no. Why you gotta go there, Nate? Why you gotta go there?
You know I'm right.
If we go, they go just go get that tax special from that's Big Bob, Big Bob at Car Town. Big, we got a tax return extravaganza. Come on down to Big Bob Car Town. Big Bob got everybody goddamn money. All down payment money, and he fix send them cars right back from your ass. Oh Lord, okay, Nate, that was a good one. That was you were all the way petty with it. You said they finna go spend their tax return on a down payment, not to get the damn car. They just spend it on down payment.
A damn.
Because they ask for, because, and they were home. What they always get when they do that too? What do they always get?
I don't know what kind of
car they be getting,
but.
It's always some Beamer, some Lexus, something. And
some
for a whole month, you can't tell their ass nothing.
Some whole they can't.
They be like, my girl is foreign, my car is foreign. That's because your girl got that Brazilian bundle we just talked about at number two. Don't mean she foreign, nigga. But that's neither here or there. All right, number four. Petty things if we're going to be spending their tax refund on. Now, you, Nate, I'm going to try to be so nice. I'm trying to be nice, but I can't. I just can't do it. People gonna be spending their tax refund at the strip club. Now
you
I know
what
y'all
saying.
Now
to
I
know
what y'all saying.
Tax time before niggas was just blowing their money.
I get what y'all saying. Y'all say I'm hating. Some of y'all might be saying I'm hating. I'm trying to stop another person hustle, and you know, to each his own. I'm going to tell you the same thing I tell you year round. Hell, go, you can have fun at the strip club, but y'all need to quit spending y'all money that y'all ain't got. Y'all be going to spend all y'all rent money at the damn strip club, and you always ask for a goddamn ride everywhere. Your ass always hungry. Your ass always this. You always the one to click begging for shit. And then what you do is your ass is spent that refund. You trying to of stunting the club with your refund and them brand new Jordans Nate was talking about earlier, and but you ain't got no brand new drawers. Like, what the fuck is that, bro? You got them new Jordans. You finna go in there and go, you know, niggas go in there. I'm finna run up a check, nigga. I'm finna run up a check. Y'all finna run up a check, but you finna run up them skid marks and your drawers. Get the fuck out of here. Y'all been them old ass drawers. Them mugs got about 100 holes in them, and you still ain't threw them holes away. Talking about shit, nigga. My shit like this because I'm trapping. Nigga, I don't care how hard you trap. Ty can work some fucking wonders. But after a while, them holes gonna come, bro. Buy you some new pair of drawers. Especially your nasty ass be sagging, and so we gotta see your holy ass drawers in our damn face. Some goddamn, go buy some new drawers, man. But again, if you got the money, enjoy yourself. I'm not hating on strippers. Strippers, don't get mad at me. Don't come on this show. Don't be over here running around. You think I'm hating on you? I'm not. I'm just y'all know because y'all been talking because y'all been in the locker room high side of these niggas like, oh, he come on down, nigga, blow on his refund. Y'all be high side on him. I'm just trying to teach him to be responsible. Put some money aside. Do something responsible with it. And then you keep a little bit aside to come have some fun with y'all. I ain't got no problem with it. You just got to be more responsible. I'm not hating on y'all. Okay, number five.
Number five. I already know these baby mamas about to be giving their baby daddy like $1,500 to flip with their tech.
Oh, shit.
You know I'm right. You know
Nate,
I'm
you're
right.
Not lying.
You know I'm right.
Either that, or they finna get ready to spend that on trying to get some Herbalife.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hate, you know what? This is almost a separate topic, Nate. But I hate this. Like, man, I know people. Cause I'm trying to lose weight my damn self. It ain't fucking easy. But I will say this. I'm gonna clown on is when people are out here trying to, like, if you out here losing weight and you really put some hard work in, like a lot of the old fashioned ways, you doing a lot of physical work and whatnot, and you try to watch you eat, all that kind of stuff, I tip my hat off to you. But what I ain't finna do is every 5 minutes, man. Nay, I know if you see this, but I see this shit in my timeline. Niggas every 5 minutes maybe trying to tell you about they damn stuff, and then they always trying to tell you about why you need to get their stuff, or why you need to be a part of their business. Y'all mean tell me you can't spend $288 to join us? No, nigga, I can't. I gotta go buy me some new drawers. Then I gotta go buy them bundles. I ain't got time to be spending on that. And then the people that do it, they be bad built for a whole 2 years, still slinging Herbalife and shit, and want to tell me, oh, you need to get on it. This stuff works. Nigga, no, it don't. It don't work for you. Your ass been size whatever forever. Don't come and tell me with no damn Herbalife. I got my feelings a little bit, Nate. You got my feelings a little bit. I'm just telling you, do you be getting that on your timeline? Because I be getting that stuff be driving me nuts. Man.
Well, I know somebody personally who sell it, and she has lost a lot of weight.
She one of very few. I know you're talking about. I'm going to put her name on blast because that's one of the very few. That's what I mean when I say if you're doing this stuff, make sure you actually put in some hard work. You talking about girl Susie.
Yeah,
I already know you're talking about Susie, she is one of... I kid you not. I can count my hand how many people. But it's because. But the thing is, you can't be on this stuff. If you like, I don't like most of the people here that are doing it are dropping us because they don't really put in the work. They just be selling themselves, be telling you it worked. It's not working for you, though. So I don't like a person who is not working for him trying to tell me about how it works. You got to have somebody like a Susie come tell me. When I look at Susie, I be thinking about, like, damn, I want to try this shit. And then I get one of these motherfuckers that be around here that they ain't lost weight in, like, 3 years trying to tell me about it. I'm like, nah, bro. Miss me with that. So, but the thing is, too, this is the reason why her approach works. She don't be trying to push it on you. She just let her example speak for herself. She don't be trying, like, the other people I can rock with. I just don't like these motherfuckers that be every 5 minutes, man. They just be talking, but we don't see no pictures coming up, nothing. So, yeah, see, that's one of the few times where we do mention names, people. We give free promotion and stuff like that. I guess that leaves number six. Nay, I'm surprised you didn't bring this one up, but you left to do it, and I thank you so much, Nay. Y'all niggas gonna be I'm gonna throw a bunch of stuff in this last one. Y'all finna spend y'all tax refund. This is number six. Spend y'all tax refund on abortions and you finna spend your tax refund on getting you a new your quote unquote summer body goal. Now I know what you're asking yourself, people. What the fuck is Ceddie J talking about? Spend your money on your summer body goal. Do you know what I'm talking about, Nate?
What?
I'm glad you asked. Thank you for asking that question, man. So that's where people. Now there's a difference. Now if you're gonna go get like rate life surgery. I'm for that, because, man, so again, back to what I said on the last one. It's hard as hell to lose weight. You're doing surgery that is beneficial to your health. But you motherfuckers out here talking about summer body goals, and then y'all get these quote-unquote summer bodies that y'all went and brought? Get the fuck out of my face. All of a sudden, and they be lying, man. They be lying. They be on there talking about, yeah, I do the squat challenge all the time. Who the hell y'all lying to? Y'all done went to up the street and got them goddamn ass shots talking about you been squatting. Who the fuck y'all lying to? You were just, and then, or the other thing, you were the size A last week. All of a sudden, your titties just got a Super Mario Brothers mushroom and became a D cup this week? You ain't finna miss me with that bullshit. Miss me with that. Y'all gotta get the fuck out of here with this summer body shit, summer body goals, and you ain't earning that shit. The fuck out of here with that. And then the abortion comment. If you do it, like, and I'm going to tell you what I mean by that. I mean as of this. If it's consensual sex and you didn't try to take measures to not have kids, I don't want to hear anything later. Because sometimes stuff happens, and that's on you. To each his own. I'm not out here one of these people that's going to come tell you abortion is wrong. I don't do that. Everybody gets to make a choice. But, man, sometimes some people make it like it's the easier thing to do is to pay for an abortion instead of taking precautionary measures ahead of time. Well, I just wanted to put the tip in and feel it because, you know, I'm allergic to condoms, man. Well, y'all better find something else to use. Y'all better go get one of them lambskin kind of something, because don't be just out here just willy-nilly getting these chicks pregnant and then you can't take care of it. And then you do it, and you spend your, but then you spend your money on 1 through 6, but you ain't taking care of your kids what they need, when they need help at. You need to be spending your money on your goddamn kids. That's what you need to be doing. But that's neither here or there. We'd be on another topic all day with that, people. So that is the 6 for this week's Life That Does Live. Nate, thank you as usual for your contribution to the 6. And again, let's recap what they were. So number 1 was?
Number 1, I said Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
They about to be buying Jordans.
Number 2 was?
What was your number 2, Sadie?
I was trying to throw it to you. Bundles. Them bundles, number 2. But the edges be fucked up. Okay, I'm gonna stop. Number 3.
Cardinal, y'all better be paying $1,500 on a down payment. Not $1,500 buying a car, but $1,500 on a down payment that y'all about to lose in about 3 months.
Number 4 was blowing all your damn tax refund at the strip club.
And number 5 was these females about to be giving their baby daddies and their boyfriends a percentage of their tax money selling drugs.
And, of course, we finished number 6 with, which is the last one of the 6, abortions and fake and quote unquote summer body goals. So there you go. That is the 6 for this week. I'm tuning in every Monday. Every Monday we bring you the 6. And that's where we bring you a top 6 list. Wherever this comes to mind for that week. So, just tune in. We always got some petty stuff for it. Y'all got some suggestions? Y'all can always hit me or Nay up. Let us know. Y'all can find our social media channels by going to dustspot.com/dustspotradio. And you can go to all of our links, both of our links on there, and be able to find us and let us know what you want to add to the 6. And we'll try to put it on there. So, there you go. That being said, we got some more stuff to come after this music break. She got a lot of topics we're going to talk about. We're going to lightly talk about this pettiness of not my president's day. I ain't going to spend too much time on it because I feel like I got to say something about this guy every week. And I just don't want to give him that much damn time. So, that being said, this last track of today's show is going to be by my girl, Red Shades. This is Serena Williams. Be back after this.
I'ma get straight to the point. With a queen like me, ain't no need to beat around the bush. See, people make excuses now instead of making money. A lot of people feel entitled just because of looks. A lot of people like to follow, never be a leader. Except me, though, I can never follow by the book. They say people gain impressions less than 10 seconds. If that's the case, then I already got some people shook. 100, I can tell you have no substance, never prove me wrong. All you think about is all the beds that you could screw me on. The hood mentality is probably the tip that you be on. Doing good because you getting money and the roof is gone. Predictable, heard it all before, need to find some some different shit to do. And no, I will not judge you for the music that you listen to. It ain't even about that, really, it's about the principle. Make sure you get to know me before feeling all my physical. Anything I want, I go and grab. Everybody talking about what they gon' do but sitting back. Then they tell me that I do too much and that I'm moving fast. Little do they know I spoke with God from there, I saw my path. Then they see the moves I'm making, wanna fix their mouth to ask. Tell me how you doing this and shades, how you doing that. I tell them I work hard for every single thing I ever had. And I was sorry for those singing that Rashades will never last. Man, it's nothing to me. Looking for a man that wants to build, but they be fronting on me. Dining on me, and I tell them chill, but they be stunting on me. Find it funny, you can find them creep, but never find them bummy. Staying out the light, I'm in the shade, so I don't have to worry. If it ever reaches that extent, I got my riders for me. And your drafts text you never sent, cause you be hiding from me. Keep it real and always staying true, but you be lying to me. Meanwhile, I'm trying to see how my stars align. Why the hell is this one not a single? And why the hell is this one called Serena Williams? Although there is no violence, got a gangster feeling. How long before you sign, cause you can make a killing? Well, things I'm doing fine, my crew is in the building. They call us 369 and don't you dare forget it. Next year around this time, you'll ask me how I did it. But I only post results so you see how I'm living. Red shades, bitch.
That was Red Shades, Serena Williams, right here on Life at Dusk Live. Your boy Sadie J and your girl Nate Seduction. Shout out to Red Shades. She just dropped a post earlier letting us know she has a documentary coming out called She Got Bars. Big ups to her. For those of y'all been around for a long time, she's my quote unquote wife in the radio world. You know, that's a bit here on Blog Talk, because she's like me and her husband and wife. So, shout out to the wife. Yeah. And I was kind of, one of my livest things was actually finally to meet her in person. Goodness, her pictures do not lie. Okay. So, yeah, shout out to that. Just had a random epiphany there. But anyways, I'm going to get on this real quick while I'm not my President's Day. Nate, have you been seeing that shit that's not my President's Day stuff today?
No, I have not.
You know what's weird about that? Because ironically, you low-key participated in that.
No.
Because, let me tell you what you did. And you didn't realize you were. But the fact you realize it makes it that much funnier that you did it. You were talking about President Obama. You said Happy President's
Day, happy
President
Obama. Barack Obama. Barack Obama.
That low key, you know, you didn't know you were doing it, but at the time you were taking a not my President's Day jab. That was classic. I was like, wow, Nate, you are petty. You are petty, man. When I saw that, I was like, and now this tripped me out more because you didn't even realize you're participating in this not my President's Day fiasco. But
yeah.
I feel you, man. In the day, people want to keep telling us, hey, he is your president. I mean, in the day, first off, you know, I'm admit that I'm petty because there's certain guys was the president for 8 years and none of y'all was the same as y'all president. Yeah, I said, and I want to hear this because a certain party we nah, because I said that George W. Bush is my president. I just said that dude gave me a headache, yes, but I never didn't say he was my president. This new guy, you ain't gonna hear me do it. No siree, I ain't doing it. Like, I feel like people had, like, there was crowds of people everywhere protesting today being not my President's Day because of this guy. And this weekend, he decided to go do a campaign rally. This dude already, next dude is already doing campaign rallies for 2020 election.
Really?
Can you get your current presidency in? You know, people usually wait to do the campaigning like about 3 years in, maybe 2.5 years in at least, to their first term. This dude ain't even been to the whole first 100 days, and he already got campaign rallies. Bruh. And then the people that were there, oh my God, they cracked me up. The lines that were there. I just don't get it. And people want to tell me, you got to sit back and wait. Give him a chance. Well, when I see that many people in line, obviously them people aren't, they're not even waiting to get themselves centered a little bit. They already doing all this extraness. So y'all can miss him with that. I will not be giving him a chance. You're not catching me doing it. They say, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Y'all not even gonna fool me one time. This dude ain't got me fooled, so you're not gonna catch me fooled at all. It's not happening. So, oh Lord. Okay, so Nate, I'm gonna dig into your business a little bit, because I do that quite a bit. All right, so.
Yeah, clearly.
I'm going to ask you something, right? Because I didn't see anything about your weekend. I heard, I paid attention because I went up early in the show to see what you had mentioned. And you didn't mention something early in the show.
I know. I keep that kind of stuff private.
Oh, wait. Nate has turned over a new leaf. My baby is growing up. Oh, okay. Nate, where have you been so coy? Nate, I'm not used to this, Nate. You used to give us some tea. What? Nate is something else. I got to watch.
Yes,
Nate
is
trying to grow up on me, y'all. I don't like this stuff. Nate is trying to grow up on me now.
Him and I are going to be in Miami this year, though. We going to Miami.
My baby. My baby.
Oh,
my God. Oh, my God. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, you thought I was going to bring that up. You thought I was not going to. Uh-huh. Yeah, because I just asked this one question. Is he sprung more?
Huh?
I just asked this one question. Is he sprung more? That's the only question I need answered. I don't need to go in detail. I just need a simple answer. We'll let everybody else use their own goddamn imagination. But my question was, is he sprung more?
Definitely is.
Okay, that's all I need to know. Y'all see how that's that co-host, ESP. She ain't gotta say much. Me and her got this together. We know how to do that. Yeah. Okay. Shout out to that. You made me proud, Nate.
He was looking like, damn, she's so fine. She's so pretty. Yeah, I know.
Oh, Lord. Nate, you make me so proud.
Yeah.
Oh. Lord.
It's so much stuff that's about to take place this year. This year is the year, y'all. So much about to go down.
But it's something else you didn't mention. I don't know if you mentioned this earlier, because just like me, you had a lot of stuff going on too. Nate was doing a lot of major key stuff all over the place. You also did another photo shoot this weekend too.
Yeah, I did mention it. Yes, I did a photo shoot with. I'm an addictive model as well. I was in Addictive magazine, and now I'm one of his addictive models. So him and I did do a photo shoot. And stay tuned for that one. Man, y'all about to go crazy with that shoot, yeah.
Right, because you know what I had to ask you about? Because he said something about is she gonna let me post these pictures? And I'm sitting here looking around like, wait, what?
Man, internet definitely about to go crazy.
Oh Lord, hold on. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much crazier they gonna go than that video you dropped? That still has people going.
10.
Damn, that's Nate, 10. That hard? I'm not ready. Yeah. I'm not ready, Nate. I am not ready. I am not ready. That video, man. It's just like, wow. It still gets people every time. But it was also too. You know, with the video, it's not even just the visuals. It's the fact of you put me up on a song I didn't even know about until I heard it on there. And I was like, and it's like amazing. It's not by an independent artist at all. Both of the artists on there were well known. I never heard about it until then.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. That song, every time I hear that song, when a girl hear that song, they get freaky. Oh my God. I'm like, hey, shit, okay. Girls get freaky as hell.
Yes, stay tuned for March, y'all. Stay tuned for March. Next Eye Candy video about to be crazy, y'all. Then I'm going to Miami this year to shoot another Eye Candy video. That one about to be crazy. It's going to be the one next month is going to be filmed by V Band Films. He's based out of Chicago, Illinois.
Okay.
He's going to come to Indianapolis and we go shoot their Eye Candy video. And we also want to do a photo shoot, too. I'm doing two look photo shoot and the Eye Candy video, March. Then I'll be going to Gary, Indiana to shoot a promo video with Slim Thick Girls. You know, the modeling group that I'm in. And then later on this year, I'm going to Miami to shoot an Eye Candy video with So Girl of Films, and it's got to be crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. And, you know, it was crazy when, like, you know, like how, like, at the beginning of the year, we mentioned some of the stuff we got coming up for the next 3 months. And then it's like, we got a little bit of things. And then all of a sudden, my calendar just go bam, bam, bam. It just started lighting
then,
up. It's
like,
crazy.
Some unexpectedly things, you know. I didn't know I was about to do these photo shoots and stuff in Atlanta. You know, that randomly happened, you know.
Right. You've been on it, man.
Tattoo shop photo shoot. That wasn't supposed to happen. Randomly happened. Yeah, I'm just out here working, grinding.
Right, man. Like, I saw been telling people, some people are like, man, make sure you, like, for me, like, it made, like, people be like, man, make sure you mention me, man. You ain't got shit. You mention me enough. Just, and people know you're affiliated with me. They don't need me to tell you that. They don't need you to tell them that all the time. So, by doing that, it's like, it helps the show, too, because people see that. You know, we're not, you know, it just makes us that much of a stronger unit that we're busy outside the show, that we are a brand of things that we do, and they understand that what's being brought to the show. I think that's what, you know, we talk about this all the time, like what makes the show, because the numbers show that people like the show more and more. Not that the show sucked before, I'm going to say that, but people are resonating to it more because they see the chemistry of how we click on here. And they see that we, when we're not on the show, we actually be moving. Like, we really be, we two powerful, you know, two powerful forces coming together and making some stuff happen. And it's dope, man. Like, this is what you want to do, man. You want to, and people see it. We ain't got to talk about it all the time. Some of the stuff, y'all don't know what's coming because we be moving in the shadows.
Exactly.
We don't announce
something,
everything.
You know, I move in silence. I just say, like, you know, months, like March. It's going to be a crazy month in March.
All right, we don't mention nothing until it's locked in. Some of y'all be like, yeah, I'm going to do this. Y'all talk about what y'all plan to do. We talk about what's already locked. We talk about stuff that's locked in. We don't do that plan to do stuff. We don't mention it to y'all until it's locked in. That planning stuff, that's not for us. We don't do that here. See, oh yeah, by the way, reminder, March is our anniversary month. Every year, the show turns another year. The first show on Life of the Dust, episode of Life of the Dust, took place on March 23rd of 2009. So that mark, you know, next month will be marking 8 years of doing the show. So, no, you've been a part of it for sure. You've been a guest on it before, and then of course. You've been interviewed on it before. You've chimed in on the phone lines on several topics before, and then of course now being the co-host. So you've been a part of that history, man. So yeah, it's like, it's great. March is a great month.
Definitely a great month.
And I forgot, I did the photo shoot on Thursday. How the hell did I forget that? Which, by the way, I thank y'all. Y'all have been showing mad love onto Miss Shalice. Definitely appreciate the love. She's 5'11", by the way. 5'11". Goodness. And it just kind of is so dope because, you know, that was her first photo shoot. And it's dope, man. Like when you get to work with somebody who say they want to model and then they're serious and they show you these, they don't just say they want to model. They actually come to you with a plan and all this stuff of how they put on brand themselves. Them the kind of people I like working with. I don't want to just work with people who say, I want to shoot. Now, that's cool and all, but what are you trying to do all together? Like, give me your plan of branding. If it's not a perfect plan, give me something that shows that you're trying to actually put a plan, attack plan together to make it happen. And not just, you got my pictures, we having my pictures. That doesn't do me any good. So yeah, she went in. I'm a lot like, the first picture I dropped to her was the educated black women shirt that she actually had it made. She designed, I did, and had it made. And that was dope. I liked that because, like, I actually use that hashtag again in the other photo of her where it was cool, it was sexy, but like it reminded me like kind of like a catalog, like Gap catalog or something like that, to where she still had, like, she was in a bra, but she also still had like on her overalls. It was like real tasteful how we did it, and she was just dope, man. Like, it was really cool, like, seeing the love of people and really showing some love because, you know, when people do this for the first time, they sometimes they're nervous. They don't know how – they're so anxious to see what's going to go on. But then y'all show them that love, it really encourages them. So I appreciate y'all for that. I know one thing, man. Fort Worth, y'all have been on the roll for the past 2 weeks. Y'all been trying to sell. I was like, I kind of played by going Dallas, but then I got that hit up to come shoot for our Freak Geek, and I was like, I don't know, it's a Fort Worth event. I don't know how these Fort Worth people going to act. Not going to really make me want to be there, and it was great, man. It was turked up. Shout out to that chick Abigail that was there. Y'all, she wanna shoot me. She like, oh my god, like she wanna shoot me too. That is, I am about to start a problem. Wait till I drop some heat with her. Y'all finna lose y'all damn minds, and I'm gonna see a lot of these. And I'm gonna say it, hating ass photographers that don't like me, trying to work with her after I drop some stuff with her. Because they wait for me to discover folks first, and then they go work with them instead of taking time to discover people. I do this. I go put the legwork in. I network with people. That's why I go out some places. I go out because not just to have fun, but I never know who I'm going to run into. Like, if I didn't go to that event, I would have met that model. So big ups to that. And she's smart too. I like people understand. If y'all notice what I like to do, I like to work with models that are smart, because I want y'all to realize just because they look good, but their brains are just as powerful. So y'all need to start picking. Y'all got to quit going just for the bodies. That's why y'all deal with some of the drama. Pay attention to their minds. And I pick every now and then I make bad judgment calls, and people who got some fucked up minds now know they are wolfing sheep's clothing, but hey, we all learn from that.
All right.
Do wanna throw this last point out there. Some of your thoughts on because we actually almost done. We had one more month in this quarter. Of course, you talked about Mars so much. That being said, what's some of the stuff you look forward to doing in the next quarter? As we only have 1 month left in this quarter, which second quarter, April, May, June. What do you look forward to doing tonight?
April, I am going to be doing some more stuff with people in the entertainment industry. Not going to say what because I'm moving silence, but April I will be doing some more stuff. Throughout the year, it's a lot of stuff that I'm going to be doing. It's going to be a crazy year. That's all I got to say.
That's definitely. I just hope to continue the momentum, man, because the year's been going good so far. And that's why I've been telling you, I don't do resolutions, man. I just do stuff.
I just go with the flow.
And that's why I don't really have quote unquote bad years. Every year, it's like every year is a bad year for them. But the year is how you make it. And if you're not being proactive or making stuff happen, and learning that it does have to be perfect for it to be a good year, then you're going, of course, it's going to be a bad year to you.
Right.
But anyways, maybe you have any final thoughts you wanted to leave people with for today's show?
Stay tuned for March, y'all. It's about to be crazy. And I just want to thank all my supporters and all my fans. I thank you all so much. Y'all have been going crazy on social media, and I appreciate all the love.
Definitely. I just want to tell people, it's okay. I was reading an article today, and I'll keep this quick, short, and sweet, that was saying that it's okay to have negative emotions. By that being said, sometimes you got to cry. For your mental health, you got to let a few cries out and whatnot and allow yourself to be upset about something. That's okay. That's part of the healing process. And the reason why they say that, because I'm about to tell you, if you smile all the time, you live longer. But you have to. But there's, you want to smile more, but you also don't want to bottle up a bunch of stuff and not just release it. Release that energy so that you can allow yourself to take in the positive emotions better. Don't do that. Mm-hmm. You're not going to really be able to just handle it. So that's my point, man. Allow yourself to vent. Don't vent. Everybody not meant to be vented to. Vent, and then keep it moving so you can be able to take in those positive vibes. And that's all I got to say. That being said, y'all check out the show. I'm over at dustspot.com/dustspotradio. You can go there and you can find the player that has the 6 most recent episodes of shows here on Dust 5 Radio Network. You can also find all the information about hosts. That includes the bios on us. That includes our social media links. You can go to the episodes page that has the episodes that we most recent episodes of that, give you like each individual thing. And then the wall where we have like some of the celebrities here interviewed. So stay tuned for that. What you got coming up this week on the menu on tomorrow, season two premiere of the After Hours of Tea. And she'll be she's brought a co-host into the mix for this season. That's Ms. Nene. So T and Nene will be on every Tuesday. So tune in to them this week. Coming at the same time our show comes on, which is at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And tune into them. Stay tuned for a Wednesday show. You know, we always got something crazy doing then. And then next Monday, we got it confirmed and locked in for by popular demand, because we had people tell us who they wanted to come on the show. The people spoke, and we listened to the people, and we'll be bringing on this guest. That being said, we be having in the wonderful and not to forget talented Miss Ellen L. Hughes. We'll be talking to her. She actually has a website, BeASmartClient.com, which that is based on her book, Be a Smart Client, How to Hire the Best Lawyer and Help Win Your Case. So she'll be doing that. Also, I didn't even see this, Nate, because she actually did send me a PDF of her book. So we can actually enjoy the PDF for free. You know, that's how we do. We get the free stuff from the guests. And yeah, she'll be chopping up with us, man. Be dope. And for those of y'all who don't, you know, just like wondering, she'll be answering some questions. If you got any questions, send them in to us in time for that show next Monday. And I'm telling you, very great information, because a lot of y'all, I see a lot of y'all always looking for lawyers and you're trying to figure out how to find the right one. This is definitely going to be a show for you. So tune into that. That being said, we're rolling on out, reminding you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or where there's an A or a U, there is a way. You tune in to the episode of Life That Does Live, your boy Teddy J and your girl.
Nice production, baby.
Yeah, we out. Peace.
Peace.